It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, May 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. Main Street Delta will be closing down this weekend. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The closure started off for construction reasons to work on the city's stormwater system. Now, though, the closure has turned to something bigger. This is Leslie Workman, the executive director for the Delta Area Chamber of Commerce.
The city approached us and said, you know, this is a potential impact to our downtown businesses. Is there anything that you guys can do to help out? Could we do, say, a street fair? You know, as the chamber, we said, absolutely. That's something that we do normally on a smaller scale.
Besides creating a festive atmosphere for Delta businesses and performing a needed construction project, Workman says that the closure should hopefully raise awareness about the alternate truck route.
We're hoping that since the trucks will be kind of forced to use an alternate route for this coming weekend, that they kind of use that in the future to say, hey, you know what, we don't have to go down Main Street, we don't have to worry about the lights, we can take this alternate truck route.
It's thanks to the new truck route that the city can close down the Main Street, something Workman is excited about.
You know, the more often we can close down our Main Street, the more often we can make it foot-friendly, the more we can do, the more we can accomplish, and we think it'll be a real big boon to our downtown businesses.
The Chamber of Commerce has three more closures planned for the summer, one in June, July, and August. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Rural Jumpstart Zone Act was just passed into law. It was a bill sponsored by several Western Slope lawmakers that provides substantial tax incentives to new businesses in economically distressed areas. This is Fiona Arnold, the executive director of the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade, the organization that will be in charge of the new program.
As many people are aware, particularly in Western Slope, coming out of the recession, parts of Colorado have done extremely well and other parts really have been left behind or in some cases have gone backwards. This was really aimed at finding something to put in the toolkit to allow some of these areas to attract new businesses and create new jobs.
The program would accept applications from businesses, and if they fit the requirements, like bring new jobs to the area, they can receive the tax write-offs. And it's not just a percentage of their state tax. For 8 years, approved businesses won't have to pay state taxes or local property taxes, and all employees would have their income taxes waived.
So it's a pretty robust tax waiver program for a period of time.
They hope to begin accepting applications before the end of the year. The Bureau of Reclamation released a report on what can be done to save water in the Colorado Basin. Carly Herla is with the Bureau. She says that this process, which just finished phase one, was kicked off by a report in 2012 that forecasted a supply and demand problem with Colorado water. The new report is an effort to find solutions.
And really at the core of that effort, focusing on the solutions that study showed to sort of have the most promise in the near term in terms of dealing with these imbalances. And those were things like urban conservation and water reuse, agricultural conservation, water use efficiency measures there, and then looking deeper into environmental and recreational flow solutions.
Several ideas were noted in the report that involved input from municipalities, conservation groups, and more. Cooperation, communication, and conservation are key themes in the myriad of opportunities that were identified. That was all phase one. Now phase two can begin.
So through all of that, a similar process, you know, broad, a lot of stakeholder involvement, building from where phase one left off. The idea is to identify and implement several pilot projects throughout the basin. So it's sort of this transition from study to now action, getting some things going on the ground.
The Colorado River Basin supplies water to almost all of Colorado, most of Utah, Las Vegas, Southern California, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque, and all of Arizona. Michael Chavez was arrested Wednesday night in Norwood. The 19-year-old was booked in the San Miguel County Jail on charges of attempted murder and second-degree assault. Police responded to the scene in Norwood after a 911 call. Two people were seriously injured and were transported via care flight for medical attention. Chavez is being held on a $60,000 bond. This week is National Police Week. It is an occasion to honor officers who died in the line of duty. The time of remembrance this year comes on the heels of protests against police in major cities across the U.S. and a national debate on police tactics. In a local effort to increase understanding between law enforcement and the public, a Western Slope photographer is trying to get people to look beyond the badge and see the person in uniform. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Photographer Nathan Lopez moved to Grand Junction 7 months ago from Oregon. After he settled in the city, he started searching for a community project to work on.
I have a history of family that's been in and around law enforcement. So looking at the police department here, they really did offer this great subculture within a community.
In February, Lopez approached the Grand Junction Police Department about a photography project. He wanted to take pictures of officers and share their stories.
I think in many professions, people can be kind of painted with a large brush. I think it's important across all boards to remember that there are human beings who wake up and choose to be police officers. They choose to be there for you.
The Grand Junction Police Department serves a population of nearly 60,000. The department has 112 law enforcement officers. So far, 9 of them have volunteered to have their portrait taken by Lopez. He also interviews them for a short bio to go along with the picture. When he started, Lopez says he didn't know what to expect from the one-on-one sessions with officers.
What I found is none of these officers like wake up and want to be the top cop, and they don't want to be the hero, and they don't want to go out and be something beyond imagination. They just want to go out and make the community a better place.
Sergeant Jim Creasy, a 22-year veteran of the department, was the first to volunteer for the photo series.
It's a way to kind of humanize police officers. You know, oftentimes I think the general public's perception is developed through media or TV shows and things like that. So they might not quite have that idea of how we, aren't always in our uniform, you know.
Officer Dustin Bovey also had his picture taken. He's been with the force for 3 years and is an Iraq War veteran. Bovey says being a police officer is a way for him to continue to serve his community.
It can be dangerous, but I believe that having the ability to make a difference in somebody's life is more important. And I don't believe there is a better position to where you can have that type of an impact. So that is, you know, one of the main reasons why I decided that law enforcement is something that I would pursue as a career.
The portraits Lopez takes are in black and white. He feels the medium tells a more raw and honest story.
So it's all bust shots. It's from the chest up in an effort to see both the uniform, but also the face and the human being behind it.
Lopez says the project is ongoing, and the collection of photos will grow as more officers volunteer. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.